Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Do We Know Them? Episode 198, post-holiday edition, right? Yes.
I really had. I was like, is it? Yeah. It'll be on Black Friday.
It will. Are you guys going to have some good shopping? I think it's all bullshit. I can't even pretend to care because, like, legitimately, Black Friday is such bullshit and they just hike up the prices and then slash them so you think you're getting a deal. And I'm on to you, Amazon. I know what the fuck you're doing.
Some of them are, but I feel like some places do have good discounts.
Some of them
and
do.
I keep coming across them like this, like they're already happening.
And Cyber Monday is really good. I do have to say, some of our sponsors have really good Cyber Monday sales and a lot of like electronic stuff will be good. It's just few and far between. Like, you got to find out the really good sales because the ones that seem really obvious, like on Amazon, they could be bullshit. I'm just saying.
Well, that's like Amazon Prime Day. We used to do clever episodes where we would buy a bunch of stuff, and there's like occasionally a good deal, but most of them are like, they say they're discounted, but it is the original list price that they get discounted to. So. Yeah.
Oh, by the way, look at what I'm wearing. You can't see it. Can you see it now?
Oh my God, is that my sweatshirt? Did you get the stain out?
I did. And we need to tell the people how wasteful you are and cancel you in the comments.
Is it wasteful or incompetent?
Both? No, I'm just kidding.
Because, okay, so basically when I flew to Jesse, by the way, sorry that I'm squinting. My eyes for some reason are real
sensitive. Is it sunny in there today?
So bright. No clouds, which is ironic because it's actually raining outside and I'm actually in a sweatshirt.
Good thing your gutters are clean.
So I went to visit Jesse and for some reason, I mean, I know why I brought it, but I brought self-tanner, which I don't even usually use, but we were going to the concert and my legs hadn't seen the light of day in a long time. I ended up wearing jeans anyway. The self-tanner leaked and it was on a pair of my jeans and on the sweatshirt that Jesse is now wearing. And the jeans, her and her mom were like, we'll get it out.
Okay.
And they're like,
what happened
like,
was that it was a pretty gnarly stain. Like, it was like pretty big, and I think it was right around the pants on the like right under the ass part.
So, yeah, and it was brown,
like,
so
well,
it
it's gonna
like
look like I shit. Like, I can't do that. And I was like, well, we can get it out. So me and my mom were scrubbing there. We had the Zote soap out. If you know, you know.
And
we were
and
just
I felt
going
so
to
bad.
Town.
I was like, you guys don't have to do that. Please stop. And they were like, no, we're gonna get
Lily
it out.
Was like,
and
well, literally, like no problem. Like, I will just throw these jeans away. And my mom almost had a heart attack. She's like, oh no, you will not. I'm gonna get this stain out. And she was there fucking scrubbing and scrubbing. And guess what?
She got the
we
stain
got that out.
Yep.
Then this had a stain. I don't even know which side it is because I did such a good job getting
well,
it out.
Well, and I didn't discover that one had a stain until like a day or two into the trip. And right. We were really busy and I was like, I'm not gonna have them clean this too. So I was packing and it was like hard to pack anyway because I barely had enough room on the way there. And I'm like filling up my suitcase and I see it and I was like, and I was like, Jesse, if you can get the stain out, you can keep it.
I was like, well, if I got the stain out, I wasn't going to send it back. So thank you very much. But also,
isn't it comfy?
Yeah, it is comfy. I like it quite a bit. It's American Eagle, right? Or Aerie?
Aerie, yeah.
Yeah, and I thought it was great, but I admittedly did not get to it until yesterday. So that stain had been baking. It turned green. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah,
like,
that makes sense. I feel like because the self-tanner is like kind of an olive-y.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, this shit's in there. And I did some scrubbing. Boom. Good as new. I guess self-tanner does not stain. Fun fact, try Zote soap.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Thank you. I love it. Anyway, so we have a shorter episode. It's still going to be a good size, but we want to enjoy food with the family. Now, I know that Thanksgiving, not exactly the holiday we all grew up learning that it was. You know what I mean? Nobody was gathered around the fire. Literally, they taught me in school. This is so fucking diabolical.
That everyone like held hands and like
literally, they're like pilgrims. Yeah. And then they called them not Native Americans is
and
what I will say.
And they helped them make their food.
But it's insane that my teachers didn't call them Native Americans. They
oh,
called
no, no.
them Indians.
They were Indians. I don't even remember when that shifted, but I do remember
when we actually
that,
read a book. I don't know.
Well, so my high school mascot was we're the Westlake Warriors. It was like the head was the So there was a point in time that like a lot of high schools in California all had mascots that revolved around that. So they all
That's
changed
insane.
Them. So then our mascot just turned into like a spear.
I didn't know any better growing up, obviously. And I realized that the holiday itself, like I totally get why people stand against it or don't want to celebrate it. I just like for me, it's always been like a family thing. Like we don't even and we never did talk about this is the origin. And like we love Christopher Columbus and like all that bullshit. Like we all were just turkey, like, fuck yeah. Like that was literally
That's what I was going to say. I think it's pretty unanimous for people in the United States to just like they don't associate it with that despite that being the origins of it. It's that they associate it with like mashed potatoes and pumpkin pie.
Yeah, and maybe that is wrong. I don't know. But all I know is that my family gets together, like people literally come from far away, they fly or they drive and we just all eat food, and laugh together. And actually, we're doing a Secret Santa. And I just really treasure any time that my family could be together because my dad's getting older and just, I don't know, things are happening fast. And I love being with my family. So we really wanted to enjoy that. So we're gonna do a shorter episode. That was the point of me getting into that whole controversial talk about Lily's Native American school mascot. You can cancel her below. She's the one who came up
Sorry.
With it.
Sorry. Just kidding. Yeah, I was gonna say, I didn't mean to.
No, literally, I feel like I know like two high schools in Miami that probably had the same thing. I can't believe that is a thing that happened. Sorry for getting so controversial so
Don't
quick, but
us.
You know, there's a lot of trauma in our childhood. Like the well was poisoned early on. Like, I just feel like why was I taught that at such a young age? And it actually
bothers
me. Yeah,
no, it feels like they set us up for failure.
Yeah, what the fuck? I hate it here. Okay, anyway, we do have a fun episode though. We are talking about a topic that has, I don't know that it blew my mind, but it definitely was like, no fucking way. And that is the story of the TikToker that got arrested for shoplifting. And I just was tickled pink by this because I feel like the conversation that it sparks and just like the details of it all is like, oh, that's good. Oh, that's really good.
Oh my God. Well, I don't know that much about it. I just know the headline. So what do we have?
Okay, well, we can start with that. So notably, she has not posted. She did get out of jail, but she has not posted on her TikTok, I don't believe, since this all happened. I could be wrong. We'll check in a second. But
jail means she was like probably shoplifting like a lot.
I think we get to the exact amount. And I do have some knowledge from one TikTok that I saw like months ago of how the TikTok knowledge. Like security system works.
The Target security?
Yeah.
You said TikTok. Sorry, just making sure. I've heard about the theft situation too. They basically like have you on like a running tab. And once
with
you pass
recognition.
Like a certain yeah. threshold, then they're like, hey, you've been stealing all of our products. But yes. if you steal like under, I think it was like something like $100.
Yeah. But what they do is they actually let you get away with the theft. Like the person
exactly.
that worked there, and this could be bullshit, but the person that worked there that was making that TikTok was like, if you think you've stolen from Target and got away with it, you haven't.
You have not.
I just found out why you should never steal from a Target, and it is terrifying. I was talking to my friend who works in asset protection at Target, and he was telling me about the insane extent Target goes to prevent theft. And it was scaring me because I was thinking back to every time that I may or may not have stolen something from Target. He gave me this scenario to explain it to me. He was like, you go to Target, you get all your items, and then you go to the self-checkout. You scan all of your items except for a pack of gum, and you put everything in a bag, pay, walk out the door, and you think that you just got away with stealing that pack of gum. Next time you go to Target, because you think that you can get away with it, maybe you steal something else. Could be another pack of gum, could be something a little more expensive like sunglasses. Nonetheless, you think you're getting away with stealing these items. So the pattern just continues and continues. But little did you know, from that first pack of gum that you stole, Target had been building a file on you. They do this using facial recognition technology. So as soon as they catch you stealing, they'll capture your face, and every time you come into the store after that, they know it's you. That's across every Target. Like, you steal from one Target, the other Target knows about it. And they basically just continue gathering evidence of you stealing through the video cameras until you hit $1,200 of stolen items. At that point, they call the police and submit all of that evidence to them because $1,200 of stolen goods is enough to arrest you. So yeah, they know you're stealing. They just want to arrest you. And it got me scared because I was like, how much money am I up to then? Like $200, $500? If I accidentally don't scan something, will they come for me?
And I shit you not, that made me sweat. So I haven't stolen from Target on purpose. But one time I did have diapers on the bottom, like the bottom, whatever, the fucking, you know, like on the floor of the cart.
Yeah.
And I had a bunch of shit in the cart and I walked out. And I'm not going to lie, when I got to the car, I was like, oh, fuck yeah. Like, I got free diapers. But I didn't do it on purpose. Like, I was like, I would have paid for the fucking diapers.
Honestly, I think that's maybe why they have that system, because they know that
some
it probably happens on occasion.
Walk out with shit by accident.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they want to get the people that are like habitual thieves.
And if Marlena Velez, who is the person that we're talking about, is anything, she is a habitual thief.
Does she have money? Or is she like, is she a klepto or?
Well, let's talk about it, because she does the type of content that I would say like Cecily Boschman does, like very like unattainably aesthetic life that nobody can achieve.
Oh, stop.
I swear.
God. So like,
literally, let me show you.
You would think she has to have money then.
Well, the thing is, funny. I'm not trying to put our researcher on blast, but our researcher actually was following her. And she's like, fuck, I didn't even realize that I was following her. Like, she got me with her lifestyle because it's very beige mom, gray aesthetic. Everything's perfect. I think she's a mom. I may be wrong actually there. So possible misinformation. Put a pin in that. But we'll watch some of her content just so you can get a vibe for just how crispy this woman's life appeared to everyone on the outside.
Crispy.
Look at that. If you do that, okay, well, first of all, maybe I should check that you don't do that
the
before
chopping
I,
the,
yeah,
the
before pillows. I bully I don't, this person.
I don't. I didn't even know that anyone did that until I went to my college roommate's house in Newport Beach. And
what is
her
it
mom
called?
Does
it has
all
a
the
word.
Couch pillows. The chop.
No, I don't think it's called a chop.
That's what my friend called it. It's a chop. Very advanced vocab.
No, I don't think it has a word, and I feel stupid for not remembering it. I don't own throw pillows.
I have so many pillows.
Oh, I know. You were getting like, low-key roasted in the Patreon comments for sharing your fall decor.
Oh,
everyone
God,
was like,
I?
You have more pillows than anybody I've ever fucking met in my life.
Fine, then I won't show
no,
you guys my
no,
Christmas
they loved
decor,
it.
You
they
assholes.
They loved it, and they were like, oh my God. Actually,
I don't have very many joys in my life. Just let me have this.
One comment was actually really funny because it was like, if Jesse's kids got into your apartment for 20 minutes, they would fuck everything up. I was like, oh yeah. There's a reason I don't have decor.
They wouldn't come here. We would go stay in an Airbnb or something.
Remember that Noah went to your house once, but he was only like a year and a half, and he did try to grab everything in sight, but it would be 20 times worse now.
I do have a lot of stuff you could get into now.
Yeah, you have a lot of little knick-knack paddywhacks, and I love it. Your house is like, and the fireplace is so gorgeous. I love Lily's house, but that is not the point. I was actually just curious if you chop, because you have so many throw pillows.
No, I don't really get it. I don't like that look.
I don't like it either. It kind of makes me nervous, and I can't explain it, but what I will say is if you chop your pillows, that's okay. It's all right. It's just...
No judgment.
It's giving like hotel, like it's just adding to her aesthetic, which is why I pointed
it out. I was just gonna say, do you know what it gives the same energy as? Toilet paper that's like folded over and like
it has like a little stamp on it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm just shitting. My mom did the toilet paper thing for me once and it made me really happy though, I must admit. But I would never do it myself. Anyway, okay, let's continue.
That's a lot of dog food. How big is her dog?
Oh, the dogs get Publix bottled water? I mean, period, but...
I've given Max bottled water, but it's just because I don't drink
okay,
it.
Okay, she definitely is a mom, I think, because she's packing a bento box. And those are like the mom aesthetic bento boxes.
It's like a Stanley Cup for kids.
I bet you she has a Stanley Cup for her kid.
I was going to say, except they have those too.
Oh, yeah. Look at her kid's room. Like, so cute. Everything is perfect. Nothing's out of place.
Talk about minimalism. I can't relate.
Oh, she has two kids. Oh.
How does it stay so clean?
It doesn't. Of course it doesn't, Lily.
So does she just like have a clean like once a week to film?
I don't know, but oh, there she goes into Target.
Oh my God, this is unreal.
Getting all her little sticky fingers all over.
It's not like she's like stealing like water bottles or something where it's
no,
just like.
No.
No, it's like unnecessary home decor.
I literally have to pump the brakes right here because there's so much that I love about this story. But what I want to let be known is like, I'm not telling anyone to go steal anything. Okay, I would never do that. I feel like the mom from Mean Girls, but if you are going to steal, do it from big conglomerates,
only
but also be really careful. No, but seriously, like I would not give a flying fuck. Like I'm not going to cry for Target. Okay, I'm not going to cry for them that they lost some money.
No, but also is she stealing from anywhere else?
Well, probably, but this time she got caught at Target. So I don't know her life. But what I will say is that if this had been necessities or if she was stealing Pampers or
that's what
even
I said,
like
she wasn't
paper
stealing
towels,
water bottles.
Yeah,
it was
anything like
random
that,
decor.
This would have been something so different. Like I would literally not give a flying fuck. And maybe some people think that's wrong. And I'm seriously like, I don't steal. I don't think it's a good idea to steal. I think you will get caught eventually. But if someone's stealing out of necessity, like I fucking get it. Like everything's expensive. Everyone's scared. Like I understand.
That's why I asked to begin with. Like, is she a klepto? Because also like, I wouldn't even say like, because she has 355,000 followers. That doesn't mean she has money necessarily.
No.
So like just looking at that, I had almost 500,000 on YouTube and I was fucking broke.
Yep.
So that I wouldn't have even been like, she doesn't need to. But like, she's literally taking like home decor, which also like, what do you do with the existing decor? Because very minimalistic style. So I feel like she'd have to get rid of anything to put anything new in.
Yeah, but I also don't know that that's what she stole. So one of my favorite parts of this story is that she did vlog what she stole. That wasn't the vlog. This was just another, like this was just a day in her life type of thing. And she did the Target shopping a lot. Now she did vlog what she stole, which is so... like doesn't get better than that.
Let's see it.
And our researcher says there are very few uploads of this. I'm a little nervous there's gonna be some alien AI voices coming in at us, but what we will deal with whatever comes our way. This was made on the 30th of October. Oh wait, is that it?
Watermarks.
Or is she just doing the same thing every day?
I think she's just doing the same thing every day.
Oh my God, I literally thought that this was the same. This vlog literally looks the same. Every morning, get up, drink from Stanley Cup approximately for 2 seconds, stand up, go to, like, it's just very robotic and weird. And her house is very beautiful. Like, you would not think that somebody living here. Oh, sterile. Yeah. It's the modern vibe. It always looks like, yeah, like a staged house.
Well, I just like, where's all your stuff?
Well, I mean, when you have kids, you don't want too much shit, I'm telling you. But they all love the TheraBreath mouthwash, all of them. But look at that kitchen. Like, it's stunning. Okay, so she had like a bunch of like Christmas shit. Let's see, a plate of cookies and milk for Santa.
I'll tell you, the Christmas stuff adds up quickly.
I know. Yeah, so I guess it is very... Did she steal with her kids?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking A. Why would you do that?
It doesn't even matter what she stole this time. Because it's like, if she's spending her actual money on the stuff from last time, that doesn't make... What's the difference?
I'm having so many aha moments, not to be like Oprah right now, but seriously, it's kind of crazy. Because for a second there, I was like, well, how do we know this is the vlog that is on the day that she stole? Well... I'll tell you how. Because the police released a photo of her looking for her. And she is wearing the exact same outfit that she was just wearing in the vlog.
Okay. Godly. Also, you ask why she had, like, I can't believe she has her kids with her. Because then it's going to be less likely to look like she's shoplifting, probably.
100%. Yeah. They're like a distraction. Or you can be like, oh my God, like, I was so sidetracked. The thing
I'm
is
with my kids. Oh my
that
God.
Her method of shoplifting is what got her even more in trouble. Because it's not like a, oh, I forgot. It's that she uses barcodes from things that are cheaper. So she is scanning things, but it's not the items that she is stealing.
So does she take the bark? Like, does she take tags off other things and just bring them with her?
Yeah. Tags from things that are much cheaper. So she is scanning with every item, but it is not the item. So this is some like deep shit. And she's done this many times because you don't just come up with that on the fly. Like, that's you doing this.
No, I was
going to
say, that's like pretty diabolical.
But anyway, so she did at the end of this, she like hauls it all and it's a bunch of clothes, which, you know, I mean, oh, she did buy a Stanley cup.
She bought a Stanley cup. No,
of course it's beige. But you know, as someone who buys Target clothes a lot, you're not going to find a piece of clothing there that is less than at least like $24.99. You know what I mean? And she just showed like a stack of five or six things just in clothes alone.
It is funny because I feel like their clothes aren't expensive, but they all do hover around the exact same price point regardless of what it is.
Yeah, it's true. You can buy like jeans and a shirt for the same price. She bought a candle, all this stuff. So she's hauling everything. Oh, she also hit up TJ Maxx that day.
See, and I feel like that would be... Well, so there's no self-checkout, I don't believe. I haven't been into TJ Maxx recently.
No, there's no self-checkout. They don't play that shit.
That's what she lucks out with at Target, is that there's self-checkout.
Yes. The vlog that we watched past, she went to the actual register. So I'm not even saying that every vlog this woman has ever done, and I don't know much about her content, but if I had to guess, it would be she does this a lot. I don't think she's stolen every time. Now, mind you, she didn't get like tackled leaving the store. Again, she vlogged herself, which, by the way, a little unsafe. You're alone with your kids and you're like setting up the camera and like putting away the stuff while they're probably in the car. It's just, there's a lot of elements to mommy vlogging that you know that
wild that you're filming yourself committing a crime.
Well, that is just insane. You're literally like, here's the haul of everything I got. Why would you do that? But anyway, she got away with it for almost a month because it wasn't until November 20th. So reminder, she made that vlog and uploaded it on October 30th. On November 20th, Target Loss Prevention called the Cape Coral police to report a woman had stolen over $500 by scanning cheaper barcodes.
Maybe their AI face scanner. Like,
literally, I'm like, they got like pinged or something? Like, how the fuck?
I mean, it is a lot of faces to go through. I don't know. And the fact that she was scanning stuff, how would they?
I know.
Like, and that would probably be like what's it called? Why am I blanking? On like retail, when it's like at the end of the week or the end of the day, they like add up the price of like everything.
Oh my God,
out,
I hated then, that like, as a cashier, Polo Ralph Lauren. I was shivering me timbers every time they counted my fucking drawer.
Well, because you got in trouble usually. I mean, not like actually, but it
no,
was
like
actually. You got...
I had a freaking manager named Sandra that was like my biggest bully. I was always so scared of her. I was like, if I'm short, she's gonna kill me.
Because it basically scans like the system, like what has been like taken out and then how much money and everything. So I'm sure Target has a sophisticated version of that.
Yeah, and maybe she went to jail for this particular instance, but there might have been something else. Maybe she went back to the store and I don't know, something had to have happened to tip the system.
This probably wasn't the first time that she was like swapping out barcodes. And it didn't look like she got $500 worth of stuff.
I know, it didn't.
It says here that the police were responding to a report that she had stolen over $500. So it was probably the Target thing we were talking about.
The recognition. Her tally reached its fucking quota. Where it was
like she had already stolen like 250 and then this put her over the edge.
So then the police released security footage and like it was like a still and asked the public for their help. And it just so happens that she is an
influencer. Everyone knows who she is.
The second that connection was made, the world just went to shit. Like everyone was like, TikToker arrested for theft, because it wasn't just a TikToker. It was a TikToker who lives the most aesthetic Stanley Cup, I'm super clean and smell like roses even when I fart. Like that kind of vibe. Like you could do no wrong.
And that she was also then stealing home decor.
Stealing home decor, stealing unnecessary shit, then hauling it. This is like a much greater conversation to overconsumption as a whole, but like promoting that lifestyle and likely making people feel like shit in comparison because they are not able to attain that lifestyle because it is not attainable. That every time you go to Target, you're picking up 8-9 fucking home decor things. You would be broke. Like there's just no way.
And the fact that it's like you can't make that kind of content if you can't afford it. That's kind of like a baseline. Like it doesn't work. So the fact that she probably can afford it, or if she can't, like she just then needs to be able to afford other things. So she needs to keep up that, like, I don't know. Like I'm curious what the mindset was.
Yeah. She hasn't obviously come out and said shit. But it is so sad that people feel like they want to create that content so bad that they would do things like that to do it. Now, there may be some underlying shit here. She may be a kleptomaniac. She may have some like mental issues with stealing or something, because some people just steal like for the fucking thrill of it. Like I have known people who do it.
I always think about this. So, you know, Winona Ryder got arrested years ago for that.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It was a huge deal.
Where did she steal from?
I can't remember. I want to say it was like, I forget. But the crazy part is that she did it right after, I'm pretty sure the timeline was like this, that it was right after she had done Girl Interrupted, which like Angelina Jolie won an Oscar for that. So like huge successful movie. In the beginning, opening like little credits situation, she's voicing over, I think it's the beginning, I haven't seen it in a while, but she literally is saying like, have you ever stolen something when you had the cash? And I'm like,
they're all that's left you.
Have you ever confused a dream with life? Or stolen something when you have the cash?
Really? It was after she had done it. Or no, it was right before she had done it. So I don't know if she was inspired by the character, but
that's crazy.
Oh my God, she shoplifted 3 times, $5,500 worth of clothes from Saks in Jesus. Beverly Hills. And she was found guilty of grand theft and shoplifting and sentenced to 3 years probation in 2001.
Probation? Let anybody else steal $5,000 from fucking Saks. Are you joking?
As I just said, she did it after she just had one of the most successful movies.
That's insane.
Like, of course she didn't have anything serious. Wow. But people that have money do steal. But also, like, maybe she doesn't have money and maybe she was stealing so she could make money off of this content. But that's absurd. Like, find a new job.
I would think maybe more that it was just for the thrill of it and not for money if she lived in this like mansion and stuff. She does live in a really nice apartment, but at the same time, like it's something that you can get for a couple thousand a month. Like it's not like she lives in a fucking mansion.
I lived in a really nice apartment until I didn't. Well, yeah. I mean, I still live in a nice place.
No, it's true.
Much cheaper.
Yeah, like some places people can get and then maybe something happens that they can no longer afford it. I don't know her fucking story, but like I would be more shocked if I saw like a vlogger, I don't know, along the lines of, well, Ace Family is not a good example because they did go broke. But like, you know what I mean? Like vloggers like, that are like, holy obviously shit, you live in a mansion.
Yeah. Before we go any further, we have a word from our sponsor, Rocket Money.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps you find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings.
Which comes in handy when you forget that you sign up for a lot of subscriptions. I've had double before. It's a problem.
You know, I was doing good for a while there, and then recently I saw that a few slipped through the cracks, the few free trials that I had tried, and then they definitely went into non-trials.
Time.
But they're canceled now, thanks to Rocket Money.
And it's also super helpful because they even cancel them for you. Like, you don't have to go to each individual website. You can do it all just from Rocket Money, which I personally think is a big perk.
And I also really enjoy the managing finance aspect of Rocket Money because it really helps me categorize all of my spending without me having to do it. And then it tells me how much I spent, if I spent more than last week, last month, what I spent that on. It's a little embarrassing, but very helpful. And Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved those 5 million users over $500 million in canceled subscriptions alone. And that saves members up to like $740 a year when they're using all of the app's features, which is insane.
So stop wasting money on things that you don't use and cancel all your unwanted subscriptions today by going to rocketmoney.com/DWKT.
That's rocketmoney.com/DWKT, rocketmoney.com/DWKT. And thank you so much to Rocket Money for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast. She lives a lifestyle that maybe she cannot afford. And it's so crazy to me that she could be, let's say the other side of it would be struggling financially, not just stealing for the thrill of it. It's crazy that she could be going through that, have children, because that's the number one thing. When you're committing crimes and you have children, I will never fucking understand that. You always have to think of them first. The fact that you're committing the crime with your children is even more fucking insane.
And using them potentially as like a shield to like not get caught.
And you're not stealing shit for them. I mean, okay, maybe the Santa's plate with the milk, but like, I think they can go without that.
But also, that's what I'm saying. Like in her head, maybe, just hypothetically, I have zero idea. I don't know this girl at all. But maybe she used to make more money and was like pretty successful on TikTok, and she started making this content, and then maybe times are hard, she doesn't have as much money, but she feels like she needs to keep making this content so she can keep her income from TikTok coming. So she's like, but I can't do that if I don't have like new nice stuff and like I don't decorate for Christmas. So then she feels obligated to do it, but can't really afford to pay for it. Yeah. And then you end up with this. Like maybe she can just afford her apartment, but like can't afford a bunch of extra shit. So she steals it.
I just scrolled and it turns out this isn't her first rodeo. I thought that this was like the first time she's ever been arrested for shoplifting, but I don't think it is. Oh, well, we can go in order though, because there is this post that is talking about the order of how everything happened, and apparently the reason she got reported was because an anonymous caller called the police department because they saw the post on their Facebook. From there, they then went to her TikTok account, which literally documented her because that was still up at the time. Like literally picture this in your fucking head. Picture them being like, okay, so we're looking for this woman, we don't know who she is. They get a call, they're like, I think it's this influencer. They go, they literally see the vlog of her stealing the shit on her fucking TikTok.
That's fucking insane.
That's crazy. Like, what do you mean?
It's already insane to be like stealing it with your kids, filming yourself, posting it. And then like, how embarrassing is that? That like, you're on the news, basically. People are like, who is this woman?
That's fucking insane.
And everyone's like, it's her.
Literally.
And she's like, it's me.
And then their CCPD spokesperson, which is Officer Riley Carter, said she essentially incriminated herself. Social media gave us an unexpected lead, which expedited her identification and subsequent arrest. Mind boggled. Well, I'm mind boggled.
Shot yourself in the foot there.
Literally. Okay, but there is an article on her that kind of explored her past, and that's where we found out that this may not be her first rodeo, because it says,
yeah, but it was a different kind of theft this time.
Oh, was it? Oh god.
It says,
okay,
police confirmed she was first arrested at 17 for grand theft auto in 2019. The next sentence says that according to her former high school friend, she betrayed her trust by stealing and crashing her car. So it wasn't like she stole like a random person's car, but
well,
still stole a car.
Yeah. And this ex-best friend said she had a class with me at Ida Baker High School and we clicked. I trusted her so much that I handed her over my car keys, but that trust was destroyed when she disappeared with my car and later crashed it into a ditch near a Dunkin'. Not the Dunkin'.
It was a really important trip she needed to make.
Oh, and it says, Velez never paid restitution for the damages. It's like she never felt any remorse. Then it says that she was also arrested in July of 2023 for shoplifting at a Walmart in Cape Coral. And you don't wanna mess with Walmart. Walmart, like, okay, if Target waits until you like, you know, you do your little thing, Walmart's waiting on you at the door. They are waiting on you at the fucking door to embarrass you in front of the whole store. And they will do it over a $1.09 Elmer's glue. Ask me how I know. It wasn't me, but I did know someone who got arrested.
I was going to say, how do you know?
They like don't have a limit. They'll call the police over $10. They don't give a shit. And this is a perfect example because it says surveillance footage captured her under ringing items. So same tactic. I knew it wasn't her first time. At self-checkout, stealing $63 worth of kitchen goods. $63. I'm telling you, Walmart will be on your ass for no matter the price. They just don't want you stealing,
but on brand self-checkout. She does.
I mean, I would imagine that's the easiest way to steal. But at the same time, there's cameras everywhere in that bitch. Like, don't you ever stare at how ugly that camera makes you look every time.
Oh my God, Target's used disgusting. To kill me. I feel like it's they don't disgusting. Do it anymore. It's like they try and make you. They're like yeah. trying they to make you feel bad you. After you just spent a bunch of money. I'm like, I already feel bad. Interesting though, because for her, if she's doing the different tag stuff, that is definitely more discreet. So it's like she is checking stuff out. Unless the camera's caught her
doing that.
Like changing the tags, then they're not going to catch her probably as much when she's like scanning them out.
Yeah, I will say Target has a far less like hovering technique with the people. Like there's not even usually someone at self-checkout helping you. It'll usually be someone from like guest checkout that'll come over if you need help or something. Yeah. But Walmart has people standing there and then they have these little devices that show them what you're ringing up. And then they like straight up watch you ring up your shit. And oh, I've had people come over to me at Walmart and be like, did you bring that up? And I'm like, yeah, I fucking did. Look at my receipt. But it's like intense. And I don't think everybody who holds that position is as serious about it as some of the individuals I have run into. But they do. Like they cross-reference fucking everything to make sure you're not stealing. So if she had been ringing up a bunch of like home decor things and then it's like $2.99 a pencil. Yeah, it's going to raise some flags. And also it's kind of crazy to steal from Walmart because Walmart has the receipt checkers and they will check those receipts.
I don't go to Walmart very much.
Oh yeah, but it'll be a cold day in hell when Target would ask you for a receipt on your way out. They would just never do that. That's not the Target way.
They have when I've had like a full like cart of like
really
bedding and like a bunch of like never. Big item stuff.
Literally never in my life.
It's maybe happened like once or twice.
Yeah.
And they don't really look at it. They kind of like glance at it and then let you go.
It's usually just like a free for all in Target because again, they're watching from afar, but they don't want to hover over you.
But Costco definitely are big receipt checkers.
And they don't just check those receipts. They check those receipts. They and literally, they're
using a little highlighter.
There could be a line outside the fucking all the way back to the registers. They don't give a flying literally, rat's ass. Like,
can we hurry it up?
And I mean, as they should, because they literally don't bag anything at Costco. So you can just throw things in your cart. But
yeah,
what's crazy is that Marlena pled no contest. So essentially saying, I'm not guilty, but I'm also like not guilty, you know? And she was sentenced to probation for 6 months. And she had to take an anti-theft course. So that was July of 2023. She stole. So she had just gotten off of probation last month. And then she stole from Target. And then
she thought bright idea was to steal a Christmas pillow?
No. She thought bright idea, let me film myself stealing the Christmas pillow. I am giggling a little bit at the fact that our researcher said, interesting that she was arrested for shoplifting at Walmart. Let's take a look at her link tree. And she has a Walmart storefront.
I didn't even know Walmart did that, but that's hilarious.
I just, you know, I think that the facade is what makes me laugh. I don't think kleptomania is funny. I think she's got it. I think that it's like a mental
thing. I'm leaning towards that
thing.
Too.
Yeah. Like, it seems like she's got some sort of affinity, like for needing to steal. Some people chase the thrill of it or whatever. It could also be a combination of kleptomania and the need to appease social media and present your life as perfect. I just would say if you are watching social media, and I said this when we covered Cecily and Samantha Boschman and all of those people that look perfect, nobody's perfect. Everybody has to diarrhea sometimes. I don't know why that was like the thing that made them normal, but you know what I mean? Like everybody shits, everybody fucking, I mean, literally nobody's fucking perfect. That aesthetic makes me anxious. I like to see a worn in home. I like to see moms that have shit buns. It makes me feel seen. And I would just urge you, if that's content you gravitate towards, to maybe just look into that, tap into that, and understand that not everybody's perfect and they're just putting on a show. If you understand it's a show, then just watch the show. It's fine.
That's what I was going to say. I think it's fine to watch it if you find it entertaining and you're watching it as entertainment, but I wouldn't watch it as like aspirational kind of content because it's like, what are you really aspiring to?
But yeah, that was a quick little one because again, Marlena, surprise, surprise, has not sat down and done a story time. Okay. She actually like just got out of jail, which does make me sad because she does have two children that need their mom. And that's just like, what the fuck are you doing?
Oh, wait, no, but she deleted the TikTok. It's just other people re-uploaded it.
Correct.
Oh, I was going to say, and she hasn't deleted it yet?
No, she definitely did. And she turned off her comments too.
I mean, that's pretty. I suggest that she keep them off.
But yeah, just wow. It was kind of insane. I felt like this was almost like a full circle social media moment for some weird reason, because it's like seeing the product and then seeing like how the sausage is made.
It's the facade. I don't know. And then the curtain is pulled back.
It got like ripped off.
How many other metaphors do we have?
I don't know, but it was kind of like jarring, but also kind of like, I don't know, it just made me feel understood, like not by kleptomaniacs, but like just made me feel like Oh, you see, I knew nobody could live like that. Like, it just kind of made me feel like, oh, I fucking knew it.
I gotta say, though, I'm very curious for, I would say if, but I'm gonna say when she tries to return, and if she ever acknowledges it, or if she just, like,
if I had to guess, as someone who literally doesn't even show her personality. So there's a lot of people like this on social media who don't even do voiceovers. Like, the ones we saw was just music, silent. The most you hear is, like, her gulping down water from her Stanley Cup.
She could pivot to just the Stanley Cup packing, because, like, those people don't usually show their face.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, there's many avenues for her.
People aren't following her for her. It's following for the aesthetic.
Exactly. Which doesn't exist, and that's why she had to steal to maintain it, allegedly, in my opinion. Anyway, cheers to real life people who have a bunch of, I don't know that our life is necessarily, like, I'm looking around this room, I'm like, okay, well, you're actually just a raccoon. But, you know, I just don't think people like her exist.
I mean, I do have a lot of Christmas decor that I've bought, but it's to the point that it's like, I have too much stuff.
Did you pay for all of it? Can we see the receipts?
Oh, yes, I did. I justify mine, not my stealing, my purchasing, with that I don't do anything else. So I'm here all the time, and that's the joy that it's bringing me.
I love that for you. And you have nobody that's going to ruin it for you. Literally, you should have seen me putting on my Christmas tree.
Argue about, like, oh, do you like this? Because it's like, do I like this? Yes, I do. I'm gonna buy it.
Okay, well, let's move on to our second and last topic, which is Mormon mom talk drama. We have stayed away from the Mormon mom talk drama for that's a tongue twister. I almost fucked that one up. But we've Mormon stayed away from it drama for a long time because their show's copyrighted.
I was just going to say, but not because we wanted to, but because we would have not been able to get monetized. And then I wouldn't be able to buy my Christmas decorations.
Yeah, so that's, we can't have that. We can't have Lily stealing from Target.
This is not related to the show itself, so we can cover this.
Also, the show to me was, I never watched it, and I was kind of like, eh. Okay, like, it didn't really interest me, so I wasn't, like, crying about the fact that we couldn't cover it. This was interesting. Yeah, so if you guys remember Taylor Frankie Paul from an episode that we covered her, I think we covered her a few times, but one time was a pretty serious topic because, like, the police got involved because of domestic violence.
Yeah, and there was, like, video footage, and you, like, you heard, like, there was,
it was not good,
throwing things, and yeah, she was, like, super drunk in it.
Yeah, what happened was she threw some piece of furniture at her boyfriend at the time, Dakota, who she later on went to have a child with. And it, like, hit one of her kids, I think, and it was just a fucking disaster.
And it was really unfortunate for everyone, just because it was like there was clearly a lot going on between them, and then it was just like she was wasted.
It was disturbing.
It was very hard to watch.
But since then, Taylor Frankie Paul has been busy. I will say that. Now, she had a child with Dakota. Dakota at the time was not sober, but I believe now is sober and recovering from addiction of alcohol for sure. And then I'm not sure if drugs were also involved, but that was one of their, like, points of contention.
I'm sure I asked this the last time we covered, but, like, Mormons don't usually drink, do they?
Oh, girl, they are not Mormons. They're Mormons. But, like, if you hear them talking about it, they don't practice.
Like, don't they not even drink
normal
coffee?
Normal Mormons do not drink alcohol. They don't drink coffee. And I don't even think they drink soda. It's kind of like the idea that, like, your body's a temple and do no harm to it, I think, vibe.
Well, so that's why I thought the whole thing with, like, Mormon mom talk, it was always weird to me because I'm like, but they're all drunk and fighting.
And fucking, apparently.
And swingers.
And swingers and making out and, like, whoa. Didn't know Mormons got down like this.
I just remembered, wasn't this, not this that we're about to talk about, but wasn't, like, the swinging Mormon moms, like, kind of what was one of the inspos for starting this podcast? We never really covered it because it was kind of late by the time we did start it.
Swinging moms was the reason we started this podcast?
Yeah, I think that was, like, one of the first, like, sample ideas, but then we just, like, took too long to do it, so we never did. It was, like, kind of, like, out there, and we, like, didn't really know that much about it, and it was going to be, like, we're trying to, you know, literally, I have a text saying that it was the inspo.
From me?
No, it's to someone else I was telling you about right around our first episode. And I say, because they brought up the Mormons, and I said, the Mormon mom swingers is what inspired all.
I don't remember that at all. Like, not even a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. It's in here, though. Thank you, Mormon moms.
But anyway, as far as, like, Mormons being crazy, that doesn't really surprise me. I think that, not like Mormons in general, but, like, Mormons going out and getting drunk and fucking and swinging. Like, anytime there's, like, an intense amount of religious rules involved, it does not,
there's gonna be some rebellion.
Surprise me that people are out there breaking them, because I don't personally believe human beings are meant to be restricted that much. I think that a healthy amount of balance in life is key. But I mean, live your life the way you want to. I don't give a fuck if you don't drink coffee or don't drink, like, it really does not bother me. But do I think it leads to things like soaking? Yes, I do think it leads to things like soaking. Google that, I dare you. So Taylor Frankie Paul is the lead, I guess. Like, she's one of the main people from The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, which which is on Hulu, and that's the show that we're referencing. They, I think, are doing a season 2 now, and it's a reality show.
It was very successful.
Was it? I mean, it makes sense. Yeah. It was all over TikTok, and how many times do you see a random clip or something go viral, and then a show literally goes viral because of it or something? Like, it's insane what TikTok can do.
Yeah, no, it did. Like, it was one of Hulu's, like, number one shows.
And Taylor, on the flip side of everything, because I don't feel like she was ever very well liked for many reasons, the domestic violence thing even aside, like, I feel like people always picked on her. People told her, like, she looked really old, so when she was part of her friend group, she would, like, joke that she was 50 and everyone's mom, and she, you know what I mean? Like, people were not nice to Taylor. And to be fair, I think she trolls a lot. I think she does a lot of really immature content that pisses people off. I think she rage baits on purpose. And so she was always just very controversial, but this show kind of, like, shone a different light on her, I suppose, because in a lot of interviews and stuff, she was very, very open and honest about what happened at the end of her marriage. So she used to be married to a guy named Tate, and McKenna, who is the other person we're going to talk about, used to be married to a guy named Chase. I almost am positive. Oh no, Miranda's the one that's married to Chase. I'm scared. Who the fuck was Kenna married to?
Similar.
Oh, I think Kenna was... fuck me. I think McKenna was married to Chris. Oh, Jesus. We're going to need a diagram. But Kenna had her husband. Taylor had her husband, Tate. And then Miranda and Chase were married. Okay. So those are people.
Swinging.
Well, they were soft swinging. So you can't.
What does
so when
mean?
You think swinging, you think everybody's having sex with each other. When you're soft swinging, you're kind of just rubbing up on each other and making out.
Like dry humping and making
you're
out.
You're just kind of rubbing genitals over clothes, I think. I don't know. I'm scared. Get me out of here.
Sounds like it'd be hard swinging.
Yeah. And apparently, the way that Taylor has described it, so again, she's been super open on all of these press tours about this swinging incident because it is how her marriage ended. Because even when you're a swinger or in a polyamorous relationship or whatever, it's not a free-for-all. You know what I mean? Like, there, in a lot of cases, are rules that people follow yeah. to respect their spouse. And apparently, they had those rules. That's how Taylor describes it.
Well, and also, I feel like with, like, open relationships and polyamorous relationships, a lot of the time, there's, like, your main partner. And then, like, usually the other people that come in, there's definitely, this is totally on a spectrum, but I know that, like, some people, they like to, like, have other people included, but then, like, they like that person to then go away. And if you're doing it with all people that you're all you like involved now. With and you're all friends with and going to the same shit all the time.
It's a lot.
It's yeah. going to get a little messy because then it's like you're seeing the same people and exactly. it's going to be like if someone catches feelings. Yeah. That's, yeah.
Yeah. And also Taylor describes it as like it really only happened when they got drunk. So like they would all hang yeah. out and then it started off by them just drinking, getting a little bit too comfortable, playing like those card games that, I don't know, make you dare and shit. And then everybody's just rubbing genitals and you're like, ah,
it was basically yeah, they yeah, were yeah. like playing spin the bottle, but adults.
Literally, yes. They're a bunch of horny Mormons just like dying to make out.
When they all get married when they're like 15.
So. Yeah, I don't know their like origin stories of when they got into relationships and stuff. But yes, usually in the Mormon religion, again, I don't think these are devout Mormons, nor do I think that they represent the religion in any way. So don't worry about that if you are Mormon. We're not saying that this is how all Mormons are. But this is definitely how they are. When you are this type of Mormon, you would get married just so you can have sex. Well, yeah. I do think a lot of Mormons
I think
do that.
I was going to say, I think a lot of Mormons do that.
But then, in this case, what they did was like, oh, but I actually want to go do other things. Like, I kind of want to make out with a woman, which is obviously not okay in the Mormon religion. And then speaking of facades on social media, which is basically the theme of this entire episode, they literally presented all of their relationships as like loving marriages and everybody's yeah. dancing together. And literally the women would dance in the front and the men would dance in the back. Everybody looked, I mean, did they look happy in a way that I would want to be happy? No, I was always quite disturbed by them. But they presented themselves as like freaking couple goals and shit. And it's all yeah. bullshit. And that's the whole theme of this episode is that everything's bullshit on the internet.
It's probably what made them feel like more okay with doing it because it's like, no one's gonna know.
Exactly. So again, Taylor blew everything out in the open when she did her interviews on, I mean, pretty much everywhere. She did a huge like podcast tour for the show. And that got a lot of attention to the couples that she allegedly soft swung with. Not allegedly, actually. I think it's confirmed at this point. But one of them is alleged because they are zip tight about this and they are not going to talk about that. That's the Miranda and Chase couple.
Okay.
They have vehemently denied this. They're like, no, we never fucking did anything.
Didn't a lot of them say like they didn't even know anything was going on? Like it wasn't like out in the
bullshit.
Open that it was happening.
Yeah,
it's
people
like,
have
it,
bullshitted.
It
it's just like, come on. If you're all adults, if you get caught, you get caught. Now, I don't know the morals in the swinging community on like outing someone as being a swinger. Like, is that cruel? I don't know.
I'd assume no, and especially not if you're Mormon.
Well, no, but like the thing though with Taylor's way that she does it is she does do it in a way of like owning up to how she disrespected her husband. So sorry, I forgot to mention that part. So she's with Tate, right? She has, this is the sad part, because they have kids. So like she has kids with him. And then they all start soft swinging, doing their own thing. Great. Wonderful. And then the rules were no sex. That's the rule. And I would assume, and I think this has been actually said, that emotional cheating wasn't okay either. It's like, let's all get like real hot and heavy together, but don't like fall in love with them.
But
like,
again, that's just asking, like setting yourself up for failure, because these people aren't going away after you hook up with them. So it's going to,
that's the thing.
It's going to either be awkward or you're going to cross some boundaries.
Exactly. And cross the boundaries they did, because what ended up happening is that Taylor Frankie Paul and McKenna's husband, Chase. Yes, Chase. No, Chase is Miranda.
Jesus Christ.
Chris. I think his name is Chris.
I should have been the one to research this.
Why do they
this?
Both have to be C's? Okay, whatever. McKenna's husband and Taylor Frankie Paul, they did end up having sex and they did have an emotional relationship and they did literally talk about like, I'm going to leave my spouse for you. And they would like meet in the parking lot of Home Depot. And we're going to learn the whole thing here, but it's not great. And Taylor has admittedly said that she was like fucked up for that. Like that was not part of the rules. We shouldn't have done that. And up until now, McKenna has been zipped about it. She hasn't said anything and definitely hasn't done a five-part story time like we have right now. McKenna decides to tell her story, which notably, just want to say before we start, is again very different than Taylor's story. Taylor describes it as everyone knew, everyone was consenting, everyone was super into it. Taylor does say me and her husband, McKenna's husband, broke rules, but everybody was in on the soft swinging. Like they all fucking loved it, basically.
Let's talk soft swinging.
What an intro. Let's talk soft swinging. That is so wild to me. I was just like, I mean, shit. All right, let's do it.
Preface with a couple things. One, I'm going to record this all in one sitting and just release video after video so that you can follow along with the timeline and hopefully it all makes sense. The second thing is this is jumping from my last video, which ended at my like end of second year of marriage. And this is jumping forward to the last 4 months of my marriage before I filed for divorce. And I was married almost 7 years. So yes, there's a big gap in there. I plan on tackling my postpartum depression within that time frame, but just like it was the kind of place right now. And then lastly, be kind. These are easily my biggest mistakes in life that I'm talking about publicly. So it's not easy. I do think it's important. I think so many people can learn from my mistakes, which is why I share. So be kind. Let's start from knowing about them. I think there's a distinction that needs to be made very early on. There was my ex and myself and then two other couples. Couple one is who we had soft-swinging incidents with.
That's Taylor and her husband, ex-husband, sorry, Tate.
So that's who you hooked up with and dry humped. Got it.
I think they all dry humped, but I could be wrong. But then The second couple is going to be Miranda and Chase. And Miranda and Chase are the ones that deny everything. But it is interesting that people believe them to be couple two, and then also simultaneously, she is also corroborating that there was a second couple that they did things with. Like, that's corroborating Taylor's story of Miranda and Chase. Anyway, just an interesting thought.
I do think it's important. I think so many people can learn from my mistakes, which is why I share. So, be kind. Let's start from when we met them. I think there's a distinction that needs to be made very early on. There was my ex and myself, and then two other couples. Couple one is who we had soft swinging incidences with, and couple two was really good friends with couple one, and we would all hang out, and couple two participated in the drunk games. So I just think that's a clear distinction that needs to be made. So we met couple one and couple two in February of 2022, and it was at couple one's house party for Valentine's Day. And yeah, we all hit it off. They would regularly hang out, couple one and couple two. And yeah,
I'm not saying that that's a weird boundary to set. I'm just saying like there is no circumstance, and I mean zero, and maybe I sound like a jealous fucking control freak, I don't know, that Nassim would be going to a party of a bunch of couples or like with a bunch of women that like previously we had made out with if I wasn't around. You know what I mean?
Like you wouldn't even have to set that boundary.
Yeah, like it's weird they had to say that, but I mean, I guess, you know, talk about everything, that's fine. It's just interesting that that's a boundary. She's like, we set that like, if the other person's not there, why wouldn't the other person be there? They have to be there. What are you talking about?
I don't know. Maybe they travel for work a lot.
No, fuck that. See, that's why I can't be a swinger.
I don't think I'd be into swinging, period.
No, I would be the most jealous, insane freak of all time. But you know, that's why I know my limits. I can't do it.
But I guess valid boundary.
Yeah. No, makes sense.
About a month after we met couple one and couple two, the guys within these couples planned a cabin trip.
Oof.
At this point, my ex and I were starting to fight pretty consistently. Truth be told, I think it's because I was starting to recognize things were happening between Couple One's wife and him. Maybe
Taylor
not like
and him.
anything big yet, but I could feel like a sense of feelings there. Anyways, we go to his cabin. We were up there 2 nights. The first night was a normal night. And then night number two
What's a
is
normal
when
night for you?
the first of two swinging
Right.
instances happen. What I will say, and I take full responsibility here, I know how much liquor I can handle, and I know I went way past my limits this evening. However, I made my choices. I made my choices. So I remember
What kind of
being in a
choices?
room, and it wasn't my room. My ex and I were staying in this like detached mother-in-law part of the cabin. So I know we were in the main house. I don't know whose room we were in, but I remember being in there with my ex, and I know we were making out. I don't know. I know that Couple One comes in, and we did switch partners, and soft swinging happened. For the details, I don't really know. Not that they even matter, but I don't remember all of the details.
I want
So
details. I
the
don't know
next
why,
day,
but
I
I
remember
do.
driving down the canyon with my ex, and it was just the two of us, and stating, like, we've never talked about this, like, ever talked about this. Basically, the conclusion of, well, you made your own choices, and I did. I made my own choices. I want to make that clear. So,
You're being very vague about what the choices were, girl.
Just ends
what
it.
happened? I still know nothing.
I know, literally. But we do know they all just made out, I guess. She
Also,
goes
why,
on,
like,
but.
she waited so long. Like, why is she even speaking out about this? And then
Okay.
also, if she's like not even gonna be upfront about it,
I don't
feels
know.
like,
It could
why
be
are you doing this?
complicated because remember, a big part of this, like they also have, I think, a son together, her and her ex-husband. So she was going through a divorce. She says she went through postpartum. So I don't want to like get on her ass for like when she's coming out. I think that she's probably continuously gotten shit because Taylor Frankie Paul came out and just spoke about the swinging experience. I don't even think, I could be wrong. I don't even think Taylor's ever mentioned her by name. I
Well,
could be wrong
I
about
just think
that,
it's weird.
though.
It's like, come out and talk about it. Sure, whatever. But what I've gathered from what our document says and like what this topic is about is that she lies about it or like isn't
It's two
upfront about it. So I'm like,
accounts, and
why
at
would
the
you
end
come
of the
out to then
day, we don't
lie?
know who's lying, and we certainly were not in that bedroom with them. But Taylor does bring
There
out
are
some
receipts.
receipts to show, like, oh no, you liked this. You were in it. Like, don't act like this was like you got dragged into it, or oh my God, like this was just a one night thing, or whatever. Like, she just makes it seem like she was more hesitant than she was, in my opinion. And that's just like viewing the receipts from, I mean, she doesn't provide any receipts. This is just her account. And then Taylor has a few receipts. I mean, it's some compelling ones, but they are some receipts.
Hi, girlies. Just wanted to chime in because, so what happened was we filmed this, and our reactions obviously are based on the information that we had been given at the time. Little did we know that some of that information was missing some context, you could say. But what we're gonna do is just let this play out anyway and let you go along for the journey, and then I'll chime back in and play you the update that gives additional context because it was definitely a bit of a whiplash. So that's all back to us. Bye.
But before we continue, we really quickly want to thank our next sponsor, and that's Lola Vie.
If you guys don't know, Lola Vie is the hair care line founded by none other than Jennifer Aniston. It's powered by a naturally derived peptide bond builder known as BPRO3 technology. It's made from chia seeds, and it's clinically proven to prevent, protect, and repair signs of aging and damage on hair.
And I will say this is my shampoo, conditioner, and leave-in treatment of choice to also have in my guest bathroom, because every single time that I have a guest, they're like, oh my God, what is that? It's amazing. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I've got the bougie stuff for my guests. I don't skimp out.
I always say one of my favorite parts is that it has such a nice lather.
It does.
Feels like
And
you're
the
really getting
smell, it
extra
gives
clean.
spa. I love it. And as a special treat for our listeners, now through Cyber Monday, you can treat yourself to the best hair care on the market during their biggest sale of the year with 25% off site-wide at lolavie.com.
That's lolavie.com, LOLAVIE.com. And please note that discounts cannot be combined. And after you purchase, they're going to ask you who sent you, and you're going to tell them the girlies.
And thank you so much to Lola Vie for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
It just seems weird to me, like, if you're gonna not say something for so long, and then you finally are, and then you're gonna say stuff that, like, can be proven wrong, like, why would you come, like...
I will say, I don't doubt for a second that she has a lot of regret. At the end of the day, this is what led to her marriage ending, and that is the father of her child. So I do think that she carries probably a lot of regret from participating in soft swinging, and if she had never done it before, maybe she didn't know how much it was gonna blow up her life. So, yeah, I do think that that in itself maybe is very real, and maybe it's changing the way she sees everything versus how it was in the moment, which was like hot and exciting and fun and different. I don't know. I'm just guessing. But like, maybe she doesn't remember how much she liked it. I don't know. I'm scared.
Right after the cabin, before I get into the next thing, right after the cabin, it'd been a couple days, and I was saying to my ex, like, I feel like I noticed feelings between you and couple one's wife. And he said, oh, actually, I talked to her after the cabin, and we both recognize that, like, we get along really well and that feelings could grow. So, yeah, we both don't want to go down that route because we're happy.
I would have to kill him right there. It would just be a murder on the spot. It would just be just bloodshed. I would rage. I would turn red. I would not breathe. What do you mean? You could see yourself having feelings. You already have feelings. You already love her. You already want her to be your wife and not me. So fuck you. And I'm leaving. Bye.
Well, that's why I think you don't do soft swinging with your like friends that you're going to see all the time, because it's like, I feel like worst case scenario, one of you is going to get feelings. But actually, no, worst case scenario is both get feelings. But fuck.
No, literally, if that sentence had been spoken to me, like, I could see feelings growing. Like, we talked about it. And it's all gonna be good. I would be like, I'm gonna go jump off.
Well, when did you talk?
Yeah, literally, you know what would have made me spiral about that conversation? Like, you guys went off by yourself. Like, where'd you go? Yeah. Where'd you talk? How long did you talk? Did you fucking make out? Like, what did you do?
Well, exactly. And that's why I said earlier, like, I'm getting worked the up. Rule is that, like, they all do it when they're at, like, a party together out in the open within their group, not, like, out in the open, like, out at a bar or something, but like not when secretive. They're at these parties.
Yeah,
but they're not going off to privately hook up. It's like when other people are around.
Yeah, that just that just made me very angry. Sorry. Okay, my insecurity showing. Let's keep going.
We're happy in our marriages. Anyways, so a couple weeks later, we're at couple one's house, and it was
why I would never go back.
Normal house party,
right?
And yeah, that's when the second and final instance of soft swinging happened.
After that conversation,
I went home with my ex, and I clearly remember this moment, and I remember looking at him and saying, if this is what you want, we can divorce now, because I won't participate any longer. I don't feel right. I was so ashamed of my decisions. And I went that same week to a couple one's house and talked with the wife and said, like, I'm not here to judge on what you guys are doing, but I will no longer participate. That is not what we want to do. And yeah, we were good. Like, I think the conversation went well. But yeah, that was the only conversation we ever had about soft swinging. There was never any boundaries as a group that was talked about or within my marriage of like, oh, here are the boundaries, here are the parameters, here are the rules. Like, nothing like that had ever been talked about, at least with me. Maybe others did, but as for myself, that was never a conversation.
Well, didn't you have the boundary though with your husband? And that was the whole, like, you couldn't do
I think
it.
She means with the group. That there was no boundaries.
But I feel like
you
wouldn't need boundaries with the group if your husband obeyed the boundary that you set.
Yeah, but let me find out that he's having feelings for another girl. We're going to need to set boundaries together. And those boundaries are, you'll never see me again, bitch. You will never see me again in your life. I don't know. I think that she is trying to paint it as like a, oh my God, it just happened. 2, 3, 4 times. And then after that, I was like, I can't do this. I feel gross. That is how she's very much presenting
the
situation.
Which is valid.
Yeah. No, totally. First of all of these situations, polyamory, swinging, anything that has to do with sex and relationships and people.
Up to you.
Consent is what matters. If you are consenting to be a part of that, then go crazy. I mean, just don't take your fucking partner for a dog walk in a public park and I don't have an issue with you. But this seems like maybe consent shifted, and that's fine. You can always revoke it at any time. So that makes sense if she didn't want to do it anymore, and it seems like they were fine with it.
Who has ever been cheated on knows the gaslighting that comes along with it. And I think this naturally just has to happen because the spouse who's cheating doesn't want their actions to be known. So when they're being questioned, the only way to go about it is to gaslight their partner. So my home life was... it was a really, really lonely, lonely time in my life. Yeah, it was just hard. So I remember point blank asking, like, what is it about her? Because I could see all the red flags happening. And yeah.
Okay, now we have part 3.
Okay, so fast forward. a few weeks, and we're now at the point in the timeline when things are going to start coming out about the affair. However, about a week before this day, couple one's wife had come to my ex and I talking about feelings that couple two's husband confessed for her. So anyways, that had happened about a week before.
So wait.
Couple two is in love with couple one wife, Taylor. And then Taylor's in both groups.
So couple two would be tall guy married to British woman. No, he's British. Which one's British in that relationship?
I don't know. I don't know who any of them are. But basically, she was hooking up with both guys.
I don't know why I said that.
But it seems like she was into her husband and not into the other one.
But then everybody's husband was falling in love with her and it was causing fucking problems.
Yep, that.
Jesus Christ, I would spiral so bad.
Couple one's wife had come to my ex and I talking about feelings that couple two's husband confessed for her. So anyways, that had happened about a week before and I had gone to Disneyland in between this time with another friend who was mutual friends with this friend.
Disneyland.
Anyways, and I told her about like, hey, yeah, this is like what is going on in regards to the feelings. Admittedly, this was really wrong on my end. I was not a good friend to couple two or to couple one wife. Like neither one of them was I a good friend to in that moment.
What I'm gathering from that is she shit talked and the person she shit talked to told on her.
She spilled the beans.
I mean, girl, been there. It's all right. You know, we all like to talk a little shit sometimes. It's okay.
So, and I have talked to couple two's wife about this extensively because I knew it was wrong in the moment. Granted, I think I had so many things happening in my life at that point in time that it was just like another thing, but it was wrong. I'm not here to deny that. So anyways, couple two's wife finds this out through this like mutual friend. And that's why we ended up all together on this date, was that couple one's wife and I were going over there to talk through it with her. Anyways, it was a mess. It was just a mess. What ended up...
This is wild simply for the fact that these are all people who I think have children and lives. Where do you find the time to not only go to regular drunk parties where everyone can make out, but you can just be like, gotta go deal with this like thing. My friend's like fucking crashing out because she heard I was talking shit. I don't have
time. I'm guessing they have very reliable babysitters.
No, literally, I have to pull my whole fucking ass and life together to coordinate one date night every 6 months. What do you mean? Like, that's fucking insane. I mean, I guess they just got it like that. Maybe they're just rich, but what the fuck? That's nuts. Just the idea of being that available.
Happening that day was that my car got towed. I didn't know I couldn't park in this on the street. So anyways, it gets towed. I call my ex and it just ended up being that we were all together. I don't quite understand. I don't quite remember the details, but we were all together. Couple ones.
Missing a lot of details.
They get into a fight and he takes their kids and leaves.
Oh, the kids are with them.
Yep. Guess the kids were there. Fun. Love that. So no babysitter. That explains it. Okay. Even worse, actually.
Our son there. So my ex and I was like, it's like time to go. And as we were leaving, we had said to couple one's wife who lived in our same neighborhood, like, we can either take you
neighbors
home,
too,
or you can stay here, but you're not like going to drive. We actually had left and couple one's wife calls us and was like, actually, can you take me home? So we go, we turn back around, we go grab her. As we're pulling into the neighborhood, she's like, actually, I have another friend coming to grab me. I'm like, okay, whatever. I'm like,
this sounds like teenagers, no?
I know. I'm like, can we get to the point?
I know. It literally, I'm like, me in high school? Hello? Like, what is
genuinely,
this?
Genuinely, it sounds like they're
so confused.
High school.
Like, yeah. Just kidding. My friends are going to come pick me up. Like, it just seems very, I don't know.
Like, I already knew something was going on, but I was like, just don't care. So we get home. She left with her friend, and I know it was a fight between my ex and I because he was like, that wasn't a good friend for you to let her go. And I was like, she knows where she should be. I don't know.
What?
I put our son to bed and then I was getting in the bath and my ex came in. So this is like the distinction I want to make because I think it's the thought that I also want her to come back. No, I was getting in the bath. I was not around for any of this conversation. I'm getting in the bath and my ex comes in and is like, hey, she says she's not in a good place. She wants me to go grab her. And I'm like, I don't care. She's not welcome here, but you can take her home. I don't care. At this point, it was like, I knew more was going on and I was just waiting for the like, actual evidence, which sounds wild, I know, but it was, that's where I was.
So she's saying she knew they were cheating.
Gonna go cheat.
Yeah, she knew it and she just wanted to. I mean, honestly, I get that.
At a certain point, like, what are you,
And I can see his location through the Tesla.
Oh, God.
Not from his phone. Anyways, he, like, stops texting me back. And so I call now ex. I'm like, look, I can see where they're at. I don't know. Like, I don't feel comfortable going over there, but he's like, hey, I'll go, like, grab her. All I remember hearing from couple one's like husband is when he got there, he had called me and said like, can you flash your lights or something so I know that this is the right house? So I did. And he I remember like hearing like movement, and then he said kind of this isn't good, and that was it.
What I got confused with, and maybe I'm just fucking dumb, is she saying that they were cheating like in the driveway?
I guess.
Because she's like, I heard the movement.
I think she was on the phone with the other husband and he walked in on them.
Oh, maybe she heard the movement. Okay. Okay. That makes more. I'm like, did this happen in your front door? Like, what the fuck? Like, how was
it? I'm a little lost. She's being very, the details are not very.
Agreed. Strong. Agreed. Okay. Yeah. We're at part four. We're almost there, girlies.
So, anyways, now back to my ex walking through the door. He went right upstairs and I went into our room. I was like, this is your chance. Tell me now. This is your chance. And
wait,
he didn't.
What? I'm so lost on who's with who and who's.
It says on screen, what? My ex came home after couple one's husband showed up to where they were at. And then this is her husband.
She had worded it weird. She's correcting herself. Got it. I wasn't reading.
Yeah, she was essentially telling him, tell me now.
This is your chance. Tell me now. This is your chance. And he didn't. And it was late at this point, probably like 1 a.m. I don't know. I am like just shutting down and I go to bed. He's down on the couch and the next day was my sister's birthday. So I took our son, went to my sister's birthday brunch. And I just remember before I got to the brunch, pulling into a parking lot and couple two's wife had called me and she was just crying with me because I'm trying to figure this out. And yeah, so I go to the brunch. I'm just trying to hold it together and I leave and I come back home. So now it's probably like 3 or 4 in the afternoon and my ex is like, okay, we kissed, but that's all that happened. And I'm like, okay. And I think I knew the end was coming and it was just like so much weight was, I don't know. A few hours after that, couple two's wife called me and was like, Kenna, she just admitted they had, and I was like, okay. So I went out. I remember like looking at him on the couch and I was like, you had with her? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, all right. And I grabbed my stuff and I left. My son was already asleep at this point. Grabbed my stuff and I left. And I remember I started driving to my parents' house and I was on the phone with couple two's wife. And I was like, if I go home, it's done. Like, I'm done. So I turn around and I go to her house and just, she opened the door and I just collapsed into her. And we're talking. And while we were talking, there's still like information coming that a couple one's husband would relay on that he was finding out. So anyways, a few hours later, I find out that they had been meeting up for some time now. They would meet up at Home Depot, which makes sense for a location because I'm not going to question my ex if he's at Home Depot.
How many trips do you need to make to Home Depot?
I would literally, if I found out that my husband cheated on me and was going to the parking lot of Home Depot, I would roast him so fucking hard. I'll be like, you pathetic fucking loser. You were fucking while people were like hauling wood. Like, that's so stupid. Well, that's
like, what's the excuse for, like, is he doing a lot of like projects around the house? Why does he need to keep going to Home Depot that you
want?
Well,
I don't know his life, but like, I would assume that if she is saying she wouldn't have second guessed it, it would be like Nassim going to Publix. You know what I mean? Like, he goes every
day. Yeah, but that's like, but that's a grocery store. Like,
no, I know, but like, maybe he's like,
he just bringing back, bring back some wood. Know,
but like,
they had told each other that they loved one another and that they had plans to leave their spouses. And I remember calling my ex and I said, this is what's been going on. And he said, yeah. And that's when I was like, I remember telling him, like, I'm done. I'm going home. And I think that this moment was so significant because a physical affair is, I had worked through. And that was, that sounds wild, but it's easier to work through than the emotional. And I think I was at the point where I was like, you can mess with me, but to want to leave and disrupt your son's life like that, I think that's where I just was like, I'm done. Like, you won't mess with him.
That's interesting the way, you know, everybody has their own way of thinking. Or he didn't maybe cheat on his son.
On
like,
you because you're married. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, he should have left. He's a piece of shit. And like,
I was going to say, the way he's going about it, not good. Like, yes, you can be mad at that, obviously. I mean, it's your relationship. You can be mad at whatever.
No, yeah,
you want.
Absolutely. Anyway, this is part five.
So I left couple one's or couple two's house. And my sister at the time was living at my parents' house waiting for her house to be done. So I was just calling people in the order that I thought they would answer. So I call my sister. She didn't answer. I call my dad. He didn't answer. And then I called my mom. And at this point, it's like midnight. And if you know my mom, this is kind of ironic that she answered. And she could hear the panic in my voice. And I said, I'm coming home. I need you and dad. Okay, now that I've gained some composure, my sister ended up calling me back, and I said, hey, I'm on my way home. I'm gonna need you. So I pulled into my parents' house, and they were all waiting for me, and I remember it feeling like so hard to say the words that he was having an affair.
Not to cut her in the middle of this story, but that's pretty much it. That's the whole thing of the swinging. The whole involvement of it, how it led to her divorce, which I don't doubt was fucking awful. And she has a child with him. I'm sure that it was bad, but it's also interesting.
She's putting it out there from the perspective of she did it a couple times, almost kind of like seemingly to appease the husband, even though that then backfired because then he enjoyed it a little too much. But that she didn't really want to be a part of it. It happened a couple times, made her uncomfortable, and she was over it. And now we're going to see receipts that say otherwise.
That's correct. So Taylor, in true Taylor nature, did not come out and do like a whole, oh my God, you're fucking lying, and sit down and do a whole whatever. No, she literally lip sync to Bulletproof. You know the song?
Shut the fuck up.
Which obviously we can't play, but the screen says she never asked to stop. She was one of the instigators and sent her husband to get me, but tell your side, sis. And then she's dancing to Bulletproof, and wait for the cut here, because it is quite the cut. It goes to a video of her and McKenna making out. And then it's McKenna and then her ex-husband that she has covered that person's face with a clown emoji. And then it's a screenshot of a homepage of someone's phone that I would assume is Tate's, who's her ex-husband.
Yeah.
This isn't Taylor's phone. And we know that because Kenna says, hope you're having fun in Moab. Moab? Definitely saying that wrong.
It's Moab.
Oh, in Moab. Okay, period. I'm drunk and I wish I was kissing you. That came from Kenna. Then Chase, who's Kenna's ex-husband, says, what movies do you and Taylor recommend? What kind of movies are you talking about? But anyway, him saying you and Taylor, that had to have been Tate's phone. Yeah, no, I don't think so. But yeah, it being Chase saying, what movies do you and Taylor recommend? This indicates that this was Tate or Taylor's ex-husband's phone. Those are the receipts she shows. It was a little clip of them at the end there. Oh, her and
wow.
Just being a little lovey-dovey. Yeah, so again, back to the beginning of that TikTok where she says she never asked to stop. Obviously, we don't know that. And again, consent can be revoked at any time. So
yeah, those receipts don't prove that.
No,
but it does show that she at one point was into it.
And do I think that she was more into it than maybe she is admitting to in the story? Yes. From what this is kind of, you know, they probably did things more than once. And it almost looks like for them to be like, I wish I was kissing you. That's giving almost like emotional involvement.
Oh, for sure. Well, that's like, so, I mean, they were swinging. That's why they're swapping partners. So
yeah, like you can't send that text and then also be like, oh, it was only something that happened at parties when we were like way too drunk.
It does seem though that like her saying she's drunk, it feels very high school.
Oh, wait, did she say she was drunk in the text?
Yeah.
Oh, does she? I'm drunk and I wish I was kissing you.
Yep.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. I missed that.
So maybe when she's sober, she feels super ashamed.
Guilty
but when
of
she's
it.
Drunk,
yeah.
She's like,
no,
yeah.
Totally. That seems like that makes so much more sense. So anytime she got drunk, she wanted to get hot and heavy and horny with everybody and then regretted it when she was sober, which is interesting. That is an interesting aspect, but that could also make it that both were right. Like I don't think she like sat up on there and lied and is just like, fuck, I never had anything. Like,
well, no, but also if their whole thing was like, don't hook up with them when I'm not there or like be around them when I'm not there, then obviously her husband or ex and Taylor are breaking that because they were fucking at Home Depot.
Yeah. Couple number two or Chase. Oh, God. Chase, right? Chase and Miranda.
Yeah.
My God, these names is a better example of people that are just like cowards, in my opinion. It's like you're doing shit. Let's say you got caught for being an adult and doing what you want in the privacy of your bedroom. Like, who gives a fuck? Then you can just admit that. Like, being like, I don't know what the fuck, basically. They're talking about this has nothing to do with anything. I do think that that's a little bit silly. And I can respect McKenna for owning up to her side in it, talking about how she regrets it. And I think that there can be two truths. I think that she could have really liked it in the moment and is now just remembering it way less fondly and looking at it as the reason her life essentially was over. and like her whole relationship and shit. That
sucks. And then when it gets public, it's like now she feels like she's being perceived. And it's all very, very messy.
And I think that it's rooted in shame. And could that have something to do with the fact that they are presenting themselves as Mormons?
Yeah.
And like, oh, we're devout. I mean, they don't present themselves as devout Mormons. I think literally on the show, they talk about how they're not. Some of them are. But Taylor and them, I don't think are. They do
think
present
it all probably
Mormons,
ties
though.
Together, though.
Yeah, I think that shame comes from that. And I think that her telling her story just gives that she's ashamed of it. And that's okay. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I'm torn on Taylor's response. On one side, I'm like, ooh, like that's fucking crazy. And like the tea of it all. But it's also kind of fucked up.
I think it's a little much, like a little unnecessary. But I get that she may be feeling like, okay, now I'm being made out to be the one that's stealing everyone's husbands.
That's true. That's true, because one of the lines says, and sent her husband to get me. So she's like, I didn't fucking beg anyone to come and get me. There could have been a couple elements of it that made her seem maybe worse than she was when she feels like they were all willing participants, which again could have also been the truth.
And that in this story by McKenna that she reveals that the other husband was in love with Taylor too.
Oh my God, yeah.
It didn't make Taylor look good.
Yeah, so she's probably just trying to defend herself. I don't know. Now that
could
I look at it.
Could she have done that in a slightly different way? Maybe. I
yeah,
know.
I look at it in the context of everything and I'm like, oh, well, now I feel kind of sad.
Yeah, it's kind of just doesn't seem like it ended too well for anyone.
Yeah, everybody's got to stop dry humping.
Which, I mean, that's don't want to say, told yourself, but like, I could have told you that when you all started swinging with your neighbors and best friends.
I think that generally a good idea is if you know...
Don't shit where you eat.
Oh my God, yes. Don't shit where you eat. Don't do something that you can't undo. I get it. It's like, oh, we're all at a party. We're drunk. Like, what's even happening? It's so dark in here.
Home Depot's not at the party.
Yeah, I just... like, something like that. Maybe you could play that with, again, high school boyfriends or, like, something that wasn't that serious. But you have fucking kids together. This is wild. Yeah. This sounds like a high school nightmare. And I just can't believe these people's lives are real.
Yeah, they don't seem like they're considering the consequences of their actions too
much. Oh no, absolutely not.
Okay, girlies, I told you I'd be back. So basically, as I mentioned, after we had filmed, a little more context came out. And after Taylor had dropped her receipts, McKenna decided that she was also going to drop some receipts this time. And it did make Taylor's video look a little purposely misleading, I guess you could say. I don't even really know at this point. The whole thing is so weird. But anyway, here's McKenna's video. And then also Taylor responded again afterwards. So we'll watch that too.
Okay, let's talk intentions and receipts. My intention has stayed the same. I am in a very healed spot and I hope that others can learn from my mistakes. I think a lot of people assume it's for the show. I have been offered the show multiple times and I have declined every single time. As for the receipts, let's talk about the video and the text message. Okay. When that text message was sent, my ex and I were in St. George with a different group of friends, and her ex were in Moab. So, as you can see, let me see if I know how to work this little pincher thing. As you can see, here is that text message that she showed. Hope you're having fun in Moab, and I'm drunk, and I wish I was kissing you. There's her response. And then I'm instantly confused, saying I have zero memories of any text going to you. And I say, what did it say? Was it a voice message? So, this was sent on my iPhone from my ex, and he deleted the text message that he had sent to her, so I could not see that message. Do you know where it is at? On my iCloud, on my iPad. So, then let's move to this next picture. Okay, so I had talked to her about him sending this text message and putting me in a different light without me knowing. Ugh, I can't move this. So, as you can see right here, I said there is more of a backstory to the text that was sent to you in St. George. I was talking about you and wanting you there, and he texts you on my phone. Like we talked about last night, I felt like I was painted into this picture. Okay, and then that's her response. So, yeah, I find it odd that that's what she chose to share when her and I had a full conversation about it. As for having a conversation with her about wanting to be done, this was right after the second swinging instance happened. As you can see she says, do you have moral hangover? And I said, did my ex say something to you? And I said, well, it's something him and I need to talk about more, but we were both hungover. Don't worry, though. I know I can talk to you about once I figure out my life. Okay, and then she goes on to say that her and her ex have strict boundaries. So her and I had this conversation, and I said that we were no longer wanting to swing. That doesn't mean that any other drunk nights didn't happen or her and I kissing never happened again. Not saying that's right, it's actually really dumb, but I'm just stating that my ex and I were never in a room again switching with another couple and swinging past this point. As for her and I kissing, it was this like flirty, naughty little thing that we would do when we were drunk to either send to our husbands or they would record it. Again, wrong decision, but two drunk girls kissing is different than swinging. As for the night that my ex went to go get her, one, do we think it's a possibility that what I said was relayed differently to her? And also, this was not the entirety of their affair, this one night. This was the snowball that started us figuring out the information of meeting up at Home Depot, saying that they loved each other, and putting a plan together to leave their spouses. Again, be kind. We are all just humans.
Okay, let's hear what Taylor has to say.
Hi. I am fighting two different battles at once, and I am literally exhausted. You know who? Came on with more receipts. This is the last thing I'm saying. If anything else comes out, I don't care. Like, you guys can assume what you want, the worst of me. Point was, she did enjoy it, and she never wanted to stop. Receipts that she show are in April, by the way. So to say that you're like feeling like you're not gonna, you don't wanna do this anymore. If she had wanted to stop, we have a planned trip in May to go to Mexico. But all six of us were like talking about our boundaries and like what was gonna happen. Okay? If I need to get the flight receipts of that being planned out for all six of us, I will. It's frustrating when they're all coming out to tell the truth and it's a little bit of, I didn't really want to do it. Like, I wanted to stop. I wasn't enjoying it. They enjoyed it. And I can show you guys how they enjoyed it. Never said she wanted to stop. My ex brought us together and said he wants to stop. And that has been my story for 2 years now. My story has been consistent for 2 years. Well, there was also I love yous, blah, blah, blah. It was an emotional affair. Like, did you want me to give a play-by-play of what was said? I've already admitted and apologized for my part. I knew I was a villain in that story as well, and I've held a lot of guilt for that. And the timing of all of this sucks because I'm coming out from one direction, and I'm having to defend myself of not being a liar. Another direction of friends of mine that are no longer going to be friends. Lucky for me, I've had a lot of practice with this type of thing. I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted.
Yeah. Well, that's it. I don't personally really care. I think it's really weird that they're all talking about this so much. Anyway, I think that brings us up to date. And I, for one, am really over talking about all of this. So back to us.
But anyway, yeah, I guess this entire episode was just a big what the fuck is going on the internet. And I kind of loved it, I have to be honest. I think I was a little unhinged in it. Apologies if I said anything fucked up.
Sorry for my high school's mascot.
For your what?
My high school's mascot.
Oh my God. No, you're already canceled. They stopped listening to you in the beginning because you were just out of the window immediately.
Crazy. Anyway, we love the internet?
Yes, we do. Do you want something Wicked related or a joke about Trump's cabinet picks?
Oh God, that one might give me too much anxiety. What's the Wicked one?
Well, the funny part is it's literally just an interview. But it's my favorite because it started.
Oh my God, is it the holding space one?
It is. It is. It's so good. It's so good. Why is it so good? This has just become such an internet meme that I can't not give it its moment and honor it on We Love the Internet because it created something so beautiful. But what I will say is that I am so excited to see Wicked. As a musical theater girly, a thespian, Troupe 6822 till I die. You know, it's something that means a lot to me. I've seen the show on Broadway so many times, and I understand why they are so emotional about their roles. Like, genuinely, I do. But it is too much. It's too much. It's so much. I can't.
This week, people are taking the lyrics of Defying Gravity and really holding space with that and feeling power in that.
I didn't know that that was happening.
Mm. I've seen it. Yeah.
I've seen it.
Really powerful. That's what I wanted. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not the finger stroke. I can't.
I've seen it on a couple posts. I don't know how widespread, but, you know, I am in queer media, so yeah. That's my,
it's
you
really
know.
Cool.
What's really cool, Cynthia? Please.
Literally, what the fuck about that sentence was cool?
What is holding space for the lyrics of Gravity mean as
okay,
an action?
Okay. I was just talking to my brother about this, and he said that he thinks this interview happened like right when the election results came out. I don't know why people were tying Defying Gravity into it, but apparently they were. And that's where they were holding space for it. But what holding space for lyrics even means, I maybe
yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Action, like, what's the action behind this?
It's
like,
just
I get
space.
What does that mean?
Well,
no one knows.
I don't know, but everyone in
I don't think
room
Cynthia
knew,
knows either.
That's the only thing that I know for sure. And all the comments are talking about how they must just be in love. ? Like, what is going on? Like, every interview is just like, oh my God. But I will say, Cynthia, I think, has a partner. I think she has a girlfriend or a wife.
Oh.
I'm confused. Ariana has Ethan Slater. I mean, she wouldn't give that up. Who would? But also, they got 10 matching tattoos. That's a lot.
Literally, I saw that interview too, and it was like, oh, I heard you got a matching tattoo. They're like, yes, which one?
Literally, I'm like, that is too many matching tattoos.
Oh, got it.
I wouldn't match that many tattoos with my child. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I mean,
anyway,
they're very close. Anyway.
Just a fun little origin if you didn't know why everyone is saying that they're holding space for the lyrics of Defying Gravity. Now you too can hold space for them. You're welcome.
Yeah, everyone together now. Are you ready? I feel like this is a perfect
I'm
way
very
to end
ready.
Things.
I was born ready.
It says, POV, my sister FaceTimed me to show me her new bed she ordered off Temu.
Oh, God. Oh, it's a crib mattress. Why is it so small? You gotta read those descriptions, girly.
I mean, it's like when I got the Halloween Town decal and not the shirt.
That's true. Yeah, you really, and Temu specifically, you gotta really read those descriptions. That is a crib mattress, so give it to any expecting mother. I'm sure they'll be thrilled.
What is this, a center for ants?
Oh, man. Well,
anyway. Oh, wait, I did say that I would do two this week because I didn't do
another.
Oh,
that's right, yeah.
Let me see. I think I had another good one. I'll just do a good animal one. It says, today I caught my puppy bird watching with his cat brother.
Oh,
look at him.
Oh, my God. Jasmine would be like... to bring in her sheet. She would not be down for that.
Just two peas in a pod.
Oh my God, they love it.
It's so sweet.
So sweet.
I love it so much.
Wow.
Anyway.
Beautiful.
That's it.
Well, guys.
Happy Black Friday.
Happy Black Friday. Happy Cyber Monday. Happy post-Thanksgiving, aka the start of a weekend of a lot of sandwiches. Do you make a lot of sandwiches? I do. Anyway. Okay. With all the leftover stuff?
Yeah, I know what you meant, but no.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't just randomly make sandwiches
after
Thanksgiving.
Lots of leftover pie.
Yeah. Oh, fun. Okay. Well, hope you guys had a wonderful time with your family. And as always, we will see you on Monday. Bye.
Yes. Fuck Christopher Columbus.
Yeah, fuck him.